Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Receiving a call to do jury duty in the post often results in an elongated groan from the recipient. But why are we also opposed to doing jury duty? Of the 37,000 Dubliners called for jury service in the first 10 months of 2018, according to the court service, some nearly 27,000 were excused and over 3,000 more just didn't bother to turn up at all. So that's in excess of 30,000 who didn't engage with the process. So should we be considering a European model which employs a panel of professional jurors with legal training and experience, or should we start putting in place a policy that improves our jury system and makes it more robust and perhaps, dare I say it, harder to wriggle out of? Joining me now in studio to discuss this is Irish Daily Mail columnist Brenda Power. Brenda, you're very welcome. I read your piece on this subject and it was fascinating. Tell me this, do you think most people don't want to do jury service, which it seems to me the majority don't, because it's just a massive inconvenience, or is there more to it than that?
No, I think it's probably the inconvenience. I think most people, if you got a summons to jury duty, going, oh God, now I could be there 3 weeks, I could be there a month, I could get on a long trial that goes on forever. I think it's more that than, oh gosh, I'm afraid I might get it wrong, or I may be traumatized by what I'll see, which of course is a factor as well. I just think, I know myself, just when I read those statistics, Ciara, I thought, over the years I have had conversations with people who've gone, oh my God, I got summons to jury duty. And the next sentence is, how am I going to get out of it?
Yeah.
Do I qualify for an exemption? If I tell them I'm self-employed, if I say I have a holiday booked, all of the above will work. And the result is, and I think this is something people should really reflect on, the result is that you end up with jurors, through no fault of their own, being people basically who maybe haven't got a lot else to do and have a bit of time on their hands, maybe retired people, and although there is an age limit, I think. And the question, the whole point of it was that it should be a jury of your peers, and that the people who serve on it should be people who are bringing to bear common sense, education, experience, a life experience kind of akin to yours, so that they're in a position to put themselves in your position, whether you are the accused or whether you are a witness or a relative or a victim.
Yeah. Okay. No, I see that. That's why I would have thought this idea of professional jurors, they're not your peers, because they become part of the legal system then, and they have that, I suppose, desensitised thing that I often think lawyers have, because they talk about things so matter-of-factly that the rest of us would be agog at, because it's all, it's all news to us, whereas they're in there every day in the courts and it's a very different thing. Tig, one of our listeners, has texted. He says, Ciara, I'm a barrister, but I'm not practising at the moment, but I've never served on a jury because of being a barrister, but I firmly believe that they are the weakest link in the administration of justice. That's an interesting
point. It is an interesting point, and there's truth in that, but if that is the case, it is because they are not necessarily representative, and they're not representative because so many people get out of it. For example, civil servants, doctors, teachers, lecturers, public service.
If you do have a holiday booked, if you are self-employed,
they're all entitled to ask for an exclusion. Doesn't mean that they're exempted or that they're disqualified in the way that lawyers, for instance, are. Anyone involved in the legal process is disqualified. Those people are entitled to ask. But equally, I would say that the justice system should be equally entitled to ask of them, well, OK, you can't do it this week, but maybe teachers, could you be available in July, maybe when you're on holidays, lecturers from May onwards.
There'd be war if teachers were all signed up to jury duty during their holidays.
But why? Is there any other?
Well, they would say, and I know it because I'm and tell me if I'm wrong, teachers, they would say, why are we the only ones who are only allowed to do it during our holiday time?
I mean everybody. Doctors as well. Okay, say, I can't be spared now. Hang on a second now. You were spared for a month-long holiday.
Can I just ask you, I think this is a very interesting aspect of it. Jury duty is a civic duty. It's a civic duty for a functioning state, for a functioning democracy, for a functioning justice system. Have we lost the idea of signing up to civic duty, that we're constantly looking for what our society will provide us with, but we don't do that kind of JFK thing, ask what you can do for your own society.
Is
that old hat now?
Yeah, everybody knows their rights. Very few people actually bother to look into their responsibilities. You know, yes, you have a right to trial by jury. You have a responsibility if you are called to be on that jury. I do think that it is one of the civic duties that you have absolutely no compunction about admitting that you would dodge. You wouldn't say, God, I got out of paying my taxes, or I don't tax my car, or I don't pay my insurance, or, you know, whatever. But you'd never dream, never dream of saying those. But the first response to getting a jury summons is, OK, how the hell am I going to get shut
out of this?
I think it's unfair. And I mean, I know you say, OK, if teachers were told that their exemption was being removed, I'm talking about just remove all exemptions. Come along and make your case and let the judge on the day decide. Only disqualify people who, like legal professionals, for instance, Gardaí, cannot legitimately serve, and make everybody else make their case. Because I'm talking about, and I'm not saying, you know, this should be a regular thing, but once in a lifetime, everybody should be expected to serve on a jury, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a lecturer, whether you're a local authority.
So no
employee.
Exemptions unless you're going through chemotherapy or something fundamentally, you're ill or what have you.
Unless you are a guard or a member of the legal profession or whatever.
Pop on your headphones for one moment, Brenda, if you don't mind, because one of our listeners, Michael, is on the line. Michael, what was your experience of jury duty?
Well, before I said that, I'm going to congratulate Brenda on her article yesterday. It was very well written, and I agree totally with everything she said.
Thank you very much.
I was called for jury service on three occasions. On the first two occasions, I was excused from jury service on the basis of when we got into court, I was called to sit on a jury, but was told I wasn't needed because one of the barristers, both times,
objected to you.
Objected to me.
Are you ever told why?
No.
No, you're just dismissed.
So on the third time I was called, I actually got on a jury, which was something I wanted to do for a long time, because I've always wanted to, just like Brenda says, I've always wanted to experience it at least once in my life.
Yeah.
I nearly missed that one because the case I was on was being heard by a jury. And the trial collapsed because of information that was finally excluded. But I eventually got on it. Found it very, very interesting.
Did you?
I found it very interesting.
Don't tell us the case, but was it a criminal case?
No. Was it a... It was a criminal case, but it was very, very, very interesting. Very harrowing, I'd have to say that, for everybody.
And were you excused ever after because of that, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not forever after. I got a 10-year exclusion.
Yeah, no, fair play. I can imagine it could be very, very harrowing for some cases. But thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that indeed. One of our listeners, Alan, is on the line. Alan, you've done jury duty twice. Never mind once. You've done it twice. How did you find it?
I found it very interesting, just from, you know, the point of view of the procedure of the whole thing.
What kind of cases? Again, don't tell us the cases, but what kind of cases?
The first one was a minor, or quote, minor, unquote, assault case. And
yeah.
The second one, I think, was a guy who was accused of various breaking and entering kind of
criminal
burglaries.
And did it broaden your understanding of our justice system in general?
It did, to the extent at least where you realise why trials can take so long, especially high profile or, you know, very serious cases, because even in these type smallish cases, seemed to be a colossal amount of time wasted.
Yeah,
you know?
I think time is an issue. Thank you for that. Indeed, just briefly back to you, Brenda. Obviously, I agree. But if they were going to change the system to make it more robust, is there one thing that they would have to do to stop all these loopholes that seems to get everybody off the hook with jury duty?
I think one of the major problems, I suppose, for people, especially small business owners and people who are self-employed, is the financial hit. Now, I don't know how you'd go about addressing that, but you'd have to try and do something so that people are not left out of pocket if they do their civic duty. But again, you know, then you're going to have some people being paid more than others. I don't know. I think scrap the exclusions. If somebody is going on holidays, then say, OK, well, the day after you come, your holidays are over, turn up. You know, I think it's down to the system.
We've made it too loose.
And we have allowed people to perceive it as something that's optional rather than obligatory.
Very interestingly, Alan is still there. Alan, you said you wouldn't do it again, having done jury duty. Tell me why.
Well, I'd be reluctant. On the second time that I did it, you know, you, the procedure is everybody that's called piles into the courtroom and there's a roll call, which includes your name and address. You know, and I'm there thinking, right, well...
You wouldn't like that if you were in an organised criminal jury case, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, possibly for cases like that. I don't know whether it's done publicly like that, but certainly in
But you didn't like that at all. Yeah, no, I can see why that would be.
Yeah, you know, you're thinking, well, you know...
Were you out of pocket?
No, because I didn't end up going for having to be there for 2 weeks, and the travel was on the dart and not that far from where I live.
Okay.
But, you know, had I had to go into town or something, I definitely would have been out of pocket for travel, yeah.
All right. Look, thank you for that indeed. And thank you also to Brenda Power there, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail. Is Brenda right? It is a civic duty. You can't argue that it's not, but is it right? We need to just actually do away with the exemptions, and all of us at some point need to step up and, I suppose, show our bona fides around the importance and value of our justice system and step inside a courtroom and look at our peers. Because, as she says, if it's all retired people or people who maybe have nothing going on in their lives, so maybe are a little bit othered in some way, is that who we want to be our jurors? Or do you not want somebody who maybe does something akin to what you do?